Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem of Avraham Goldreich, and today we're Zichud Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches. The first parak, Arba Rosh Hashanim. Masechus Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chaya Bas Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, on Daf Yud Zayin on Beis. Rabbi Yochanan said, Gadol Tshuva Shemakaraz Gazar Dino Shal Adam. Great is Tshuva, for it tears up the evil decree that is upon a person. The Gemara goes to an extensive analysis whether this applies to an individual's decree or only to a decree against the community. On our daf, Rav Shmuel ben Inya said in the name of Rav, Manan Gazar Din Shal Tzibur Sheino Nechtam. From where do we know that a decree against a community is never sealed? When the Gemara brings a pasuk that in fact a community's decree can be sealed, it rephrases the question to how do we know that even though a decree against a community is sealed, it can be torn up? The Gemara answers the pasuk states, for what great nation has a God who is close to it? Kashem Alkin B'chol Kareinu Allah. As is Hashem, our God, whenever we call to him. The implication is that whenever the Jewish people appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is close by to answer them and override evil decrees. When the Gemara asks that the pasuk states, Dirshu Hashem b'matzo, seek Hashem when he can be found, call upon him when he is near, which indicates that Hashem is not always available to overturn decrees, the Gemara answers that this pasuk is referring to individuals. One of these times for an individual, Rabba Bar Avo said, El Asar Yomim Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. These are the 10 days the Aseret Yemei Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Pointing to the Mishnah and Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph stated, Rosh Hashanah Kol Ba'ei Olam Ovim B'fanav G'nei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all the world's inhabitants pass before him like B'nei Maron. The Gemara asks what the meaning is of B'nei Maron and presents three answers. In Bavali, translated it, Kivnei Imrana, like lambs. Rashi explains that when lambs are counted for tithing, they are let out one at a time through a door too small for two to go out together. Rish Lakish, who was from Eretz Yisrael, said, Kamalas Beis Maron, like people traversing the elevated paths of the Maron area. Rashi explains that in this area there was a road with a steep drop on both sides. The road itself was so narrow that two people could not walk side by side upon it. Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, Kachayo Shal Beis David, like the soldiers of the house of David. Rashi explains that the word Maron is related to Marus, authority. David's soldiers were counted one at a time as they walked out to war in single file. And pointing with you, the Gemara presents Malchokas whether Megillas Tainus was annulled or not. This was a scroll that listed dates of the year on which fasting is prohibited because those days were declared minor festivals on account of miraculous salvations that occurred on them. According to Rav and Rabbi Chanina, after the Churban, these festivals were no longer in force. The Gemara challenges them based on Islam when a certain town decreed a fast on Hanukkah. And Rabbi Elazar responded by bathing in the bathhouse, and Rabbi Yeshua had his hair cut, and they told those who had fasted that they should fast on account of fasting on Hanukkah. Clearly, Megillas Tainus was still in effect after the Churban. Rav Yosef answered, Sha'ani Chanukah de'ekam mitzvah. Chanukah is different because there's the mitzvah of lighting associated with it. When a by objective, v'tibato I, v'tibato mitzvah, says, so let Chanukah be annulled, and let its mitzvah be annulled as well. Rav Yosef answered, Sha'ani Chanukah de'mefarsim nisa. Chanukah is different because the miracle of Chanukah has already become thoroughly publicized through its observances, and therefore it would be inappropriate to annul it. So once again, the 3 points are number one on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan said, Gadol Tshuva Shemakaraz Gazar Dino Shal Adam. Great is Tshuva, for it tears up the evil decree that is upon a person. The Gemara goes to an extensive analysis whether this applies to an individual's decree or only to a decree against the community. On our Daf, Rav Shmuel Bar Inya said, in the name of Rav, Manan Gazar Dino Shal Tzibur She'eno Nechtam. From where do we know that a decree against a community is never sealed? When the Gemara brings a pasuk that, in fact, a community's decree can be sealed, it rephrases the question to, how do we know that even though a decree against a community is sealed, it can be torn up? The Gemara answers that the pasuk states, for what great nation has a God who is close to it? Kashem Elkeinu B'chol Kareinu Olam, as is Hashem our God, whenever we call to him. The implication is that whenever the Jewish people appeal to Hashem, he's close by to answer them and override evil decrees. When the Gemara asks that the pasuk states, Dirshu Hashem B'matzo, seek Hashem where he can be found, call upon him when he is near, which indicates that Hashem is not always available to overturn decrees. The Gemara answers that this pasuk is referring to individuals. When are these times for individuals? Rabba Bar Avo said, Elosar Yomim Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. These are the 10 days, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph stated, Rosh Hashanah Kol Ba'ei Olam Ovrim L'fanav G'nei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all the world's inhabitants pass before him like B'nei Maron. The one asks what the meaning is of B'nei Maron and presents three answers. In Bavel, they translate it, Kivnei Imrana, like lambs. Rashi explains that when lambs are counted for tithing, they are let out one at a time through a door that is too small for two to go out together. Rish Lakish, who was from Eretz Yisrael, said, Kamalas Beis Maron, like people traversing the elevated paths of the Maron area. Rashi explains that in this area there was a road with a steep drop on both sides. The road itself was so narrow that two people could not walk side by side upon it. Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Kachayahu shall base David, like the soldiers of the house of David. Rashi explains that the word marun is related to marus, authority. David's soldiers were counted one at a time as they walked out to war, in single file. And point number three, the Gemara presents a machlok as whether Megillas Tainus was annulled or not. This was a scroll that listed dates of the year on which fasting is prohibited, because those days were declared minor festivals on account of miraculous salvations that occurred on them. According to Rav and Rabbi Chanina, after the Churban, these festivals were no longer in force. The Gemara challenges them based on an incident when a certain town decreed a fast on Hanukkah, and Rabbi Eliezer responded by bathing in the bathhouse, and Rabbi Yeshua had his hair cut, and they told those who had fasted that they should fast on account of fasting on Hanukkah. So clearly, Megillas Tainus was still in effect after the Churban. Rabbi Yosef answered, Shani Hanukkah de Eka Mitzvah. Hanukkah is different because there's a mitzvah of wedding associated with it. When a bai objected, v'sibato I, v'sibato mitzvahs. So let Hanukkah be annulled and let its mitzvah be annulled as well. Rav Yosef answered, Shani Hanukkah de Mefarsim Niso. Hanukkah is different because the miracle of Hanukkah has already become thoroughly publicized through its observances, and therefore it would be inappropriate to annul it. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Yud Ches, and our standard siman is a chuppah, because ben Yud Ches or chuppah, an 18-year-old should go to chuppah, and a ches sort of looks like a chuppah. So here goes. The couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watched a procession of lambs walk by in single file, pulling a wagon carrying a beautiful gift menorah, since Hanukkah was not annulled. Once again, it's slow motion. The couple standing under the chuppah, chuppah, that must be more in Daf Yud Ches. The couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which reminds us that a gezerah against a community that is sealed can be annulled at any time when we call it to Kosh Baruch Hu, whereas a decree against an individual is only annulled when a Kosh Baruch Hu can be found, specifically during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So the couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watched a procession of lambs walk by in single file, which reminds us we have three different pshatim for the statement, Barosh Hashanah Kol Bo'ei Olam, over in Lefanav Kenei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all the world's inhabitants pass before him like Bnei Maron. We pass before Hashem in single file, either like lambs when they're being tithed, like people traversing the steep elevated paths of the Maron area, or like David's soldiers. So the couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watched a procession of lambs walk by in single file, pulling a wagon carrying a beautiful gift menorah, since Hanukkah was not annulled. Which reminds us, we have a machlokes whether Megillas Tainus was annulled after the Churban. According to Rav and Rav Chanina, the days were annulled except for Hanukkah, since it and its mitzvah became so well publicized and part of Klal Yisrael's practices that it would be inappropriate to annul it. So once again, the couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watched a procession of lambs walk by in single file, pulling a wagon carrying a beautiful gift menorah, since Hanukkah was not annulled. All right, now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Yadal. So the simmer Daf Yadal at his hands, and we use a juggler. So here goes. The juggler, juggler, that must be more on Daf Yadal at hand. The juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what the reason is that the Rosh Hashanah for trees is in Shvat, and answers, based on the statement that Rebbe Elazar said in the Rebbe Hoshea, that even though most of the winter season is yet to come, the Rosh Hashanah for trees is still in Shvat because most of the rain days of the year have already passed. And Rosh explains that these rains cause the sap to rise in the trees, and it's this that will cause the new fruits to emerge. So the juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, juggling Maaser Ani and Maaser Esrogim at the same time, which reminds us that there was an incident with Rabbi Kiva where he picked the fruits of an Esrog tree on the first of Shvat in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, and he subjected them to two tithes. Maaser Ani, in accordance with Beis Shammai, hold that Rosh Hashanah trees begins on the first of Shvat, and Maaser Sheni, in accordance with Beis Hillel, hold that Rosh Hashanah does not begin until the 15th. I think more asks if we act in accordance with two chumras, since a Braisa taught the one who adopts the chumras of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the pasuk states v'ksil b'choshek teilech, and the fool goes in darkness. So how then could Rabbi Akiva act in accordance with both? The Gemara answers Rabbi Akiva meant to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, but was unsure which date Beis Hillel held. Therefore, he gave both tithes. So the juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, juggling Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni Esrogim at the same time, threw three Esrogim up, high as the tree, and one down, as low as a vegetable. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says Rabbi Akiva was subjecting the Esrog to two ties, according to the practice of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, due to his uncertainty as to the halacha in their malchokas. Rabbi Gamliel said an Esrog is similar to a tree in three ways and to a vegetable in one way. It's similar to a tree in regard to Orel, Ravai, and Shmi, in that it goes Basar Chanata, and it's similar to a vegetable in one way, its status regarding Meisr is determined at the time of Akita, at the time that it's picked. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says the Esrog is similar to a tree in every respect, even regarding Meisr. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva was unsure as to whose opinion to follow, so he took both. Daf Tezvav, so the Simmer Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The farmhands who collected the Esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls, that must mean we're on Daf Tezvav too, Tu Bishvat. The farmhands who collected the Esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls, which reminds Rabbah holds that even though an Esrog had Chanat in the sixth year, because everyone's hands touches it during the seventh year, it's practically ownerless and therefore putter from Maisras. So the farmhands who collected the Esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls from the crop that emerged and were picked in the same year, which reminds Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said the name Rabbi Shimon, that for something to be chayv in Maisras or Biur, it must have Chanat and Lakita in the same year. So the farmhands who collected the Esrogim with fingerprints all over them into fruit bowls from the crop that emerged and were picked in the same year, worked for a farmer who wasn't based in testifying, as Rogan go after Lakita for Meiser and Chanata for Shemitah. Which reminds us, we learned that Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna go according to Av Thomas, who testified that an Esrog goes after its picking for Meiser and after Chanata for Shemitah. However, the Rabban ruled that we follow the time of its picking for Meiser and Shemitah. Daf Tezayin, so the Simmer Daf Tezayin is toes. See, here goes. The acrobat with the big toes, that must mean we're on Daf Tezayin. The acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day, which reminds us of the next Mishnah says, Ba'arba Prakima Olam Nidon, at four junctures during the year the world is judged. The Gemara asks who the Tana of the Mishnah is, as it's clear that it's not in accordance with four Tanaim who all hold differently regarding when and how frequently one is judged. So the acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day while reciting three sets of psukim and blowing a shofar, which reminds us, the Gemara brings up rice that teaches what a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael to do at each of the four junctures in order to receive favorable judgments. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he says, Imru Afani Rosh Hashanah, Machiyot Zichron Tzvi Shofros. Recite before me on Rosh Hashanah the Psukim of Kingship, Remembrance, and Shofar. So the acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day, or reciting three sets of Psukim and blowing a shofar, would wait anxiously to see which book of results they would write him into. Which reminds Rabbi Kurtz, what I said in the Rabbi Yochanan, Shosh Yisfayim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. Three books are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishayim Gemorim, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemorim, Ve'echad Shal Beinonim. Daf Yud Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The repentant used car salesman, that must be more on Daf Yud Zayin. The repentant used car salesman who did Teshuvah after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin, which reminds me of Malkos Beis Shammai Beisol regarding what happens to the Beinonim. On the Yom HaDin, Beis Shammai say Beinonim yordin Gehenim umitzap zufim va'oin. The Beinonim descend to Gehenim, scream in pain, and then ascend, whereas Beisol say that Hashem is a Rav Chesed, which means Mate Klape Chesed. He tips the scales of the Beinonim towards kindness so that they do not have to descend to Gehenim at all. So the repentant used car salesman who did the Teshuvah after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin opened up Mavir Ahamidos Motors, which reminds us, Rav has said, Kol Mavir Ahamidos of Mavir no al Kobashav. Anyone who relinquishes his measures of retribution, the heavenly tribunal relinquishes all of his sins. As it stated, No se avon, but over all pesha. He pardons transgression and overlooks sins. Lami no se avon, lamisha over all pesha. Whose transgression does he pardon? One who overlooks sins committed against himself. So the repentant used car salesman who did Teshuvah, after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin, opened up Mavir Ahamidos Motors and sold cars while wrapped up in a talus and asking for mercy. Which reminds us, regarding the Yud Gabal Midos Shel Rachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, Rabbi Yochanan said, Imali Mikra Kasav Iyef Shel Omro, where Pasuk not written, it would be impossible to say, Malamish Nisatev HaKosh Baruch Hu Kashulich Sibor. This teaches that HaKosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in a talus like Kashulich Sibor, Behero Lo Lamoshe Seder Tefillah, and he demonstrated to Moshe the order of Tefillah. Hashem said to him, Kol Zman Shi Yisrael Chotin, Yasu Afani Kaseder Hazeh Vani Mochalehem. Anytime the Yisrael sins, let them perform before me this procedure, and I shall forgive them. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.